I am a young, white, educated male. I got really, really lucky, and life isn't fair. Those are the words of Evan Spiegel, the billionaire co-founder of photo messaging app Snapchat. In our research into startup success, we found his story particularly interesting. According to Forbes, Spiegel was the world's youngest self-made billionaire, before Kylie Jenner, that is, more on her later. Born in 1990, he reached $1 billion, aged just 24. I got really, really lucky, and life isn't fair. This part of the quote really stood out to us. Was Evan implying that his success was simply luck? He's led a privileged life, and he knows it. To give you an idea of how lucky he was, let's dive deeper into his background. Evan Spiegel grew up in a multi-million dollar household in Los Angeles, surrounded by countless fancy cars and ultra-exclusive country clubs, and taking luxury holidays all over the world at Four Seasons resorts. His early years were spent at an expensive private school in LA, which, curiously enough, was also attended by Tinder co-founder Sean Rad, plus a host of Hollywood stars such as Kate Hudson, Jack Black, and Gwyneth Paltrow. His parents also reportedly got him and his sisters elite private tutors at a cost of up to $250 an hour. Evan's parents were powerful lawyers, his father working on high-profile cases such as the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico and actor Charlie Sheen's infamous $100 million suit against Warner Brothers. His mother held the distinction of being Harvard Law's youngest female graduate. When Evan finished high school, his father's powerful connections and considerable clout as an alumnus and donor to Stanford University certainly didn't hurt his son's prospects of getting into the ultra-competitive and prestigious Silicon Valley Dream School. Evan's family connections also got him introduced to Peter Wendell, a big-time venture capitalist, VC, and one of Forbes' 100 top venture investors in the United States, with investments in hundreds of successful startups and numerous IPOs. Not a bad connection to have. Through Wendell, Evan also met titans like Eric Schmidt, former CEO of Google, Chad Hurley, co-founder of YouTube, and Scott Cook, founder of financial software giant Intuit. Eric Schmidt later said this about Evan. He has superb manners, which he says he got from his mother. He credits his father's long legal calls, which he overheard, as giving him perspective on business and structure as a very young man. Scott Cook decided to mentor Evan, gifting him with a wealth of business wisdom as he took his first steps into the tech startup world. Later, Cook put his money where his mentorship was and contributed to Snapchat's first round of funding. Although he started young, Evan had already received over a century's worth of combined wisdom and business lessons by the time Snapchat began to grow. While many 20-somethings might have been nervous in big meetings with powerful investors, Evan Spiegel famously stared down one VC who was unwilling to adjust his firm's standard investing terms, telling him, "If you want standard terms, invest in a standard company." That VC firm went on to invest in Snapchat's third financing round in 2013. This is what we're looking at when we talk about unfair advantages. These factors all stacked one on top of the other and contributed in powerful ways to Evan's success with Snapchat and to him becoming Forbes' youngest self-made billionaire. This connection to wealth, influence, and power directly impacted his success. He was able to climb the ladder at such a young age because he had been largely set up to do so. In fact, he didn't climb the ladder. He went up in a rocket ship. That's not to say we're attributing all of Snapchat's success to Evan's privileged upbringing. Not at all. Plenty of privileged kids amount to absolutely nothing. As with all success stories, there are many factors that play a role. For example, Evan was very smart, and Snapchat had a brilliant insight at its core, that people want to communicate with photos that would self-destruct, i.e. disappear after a few seconds. This is something that none of the established social media giants Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram had even thought of.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.